it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so Iran is apparently now involved in this war. We bring in Face the Nation moderator and CBS News chief foreign affairs correspondent Margaret Brennan.
Margaret, what do you make about all this Iranian connection to the war in Ukraine?
This is overlapping geopolitical conflicts that make it a really, really tough problem set for the Biden administration here. What we heard from the White House is that it's not just drones, but it's also personnel on the ground in Ukraine fighting this war or helping to direct those drones. The Biden administration is going to have to make a tough call on whether to completely pull that offer off the table in regard to a nuclear deal with Iran. And you also have this question of why the sanctions haven't been working in terms of stopping Russia's momentum and continuing its war in Ukraine. It's obviously under a lot of pressure, but that hasn't changed Vladimir Putin's calculus. The weather's getting colder. The war is going to get tougher going into these next few months.
Margaret Brennan, who do you have on the Sunday's Face the Nation?
Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, will be joining us. We're 18 days out from those midterm elections, and she's putting up a fight to try to help Democrats hold on to the majority. CBS News estimates are that Republicans will take the control of the House with six seats more than needed to establish that majority. So we're going to talk to her about her plan to change the momentum and what the legislative priority would be if Democrats can hold on to control.
All right. Sunday, Face the Nation on CBS. Margaret Brennan on the line. Margaret, thank you.
Thank you.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.